Hey there, stress warriors. It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live from my makeshift studio, aka my kitchen table, with another dose of pure calming vibes. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. The magic of positive self-talk. Ever feel like your inner voice is a harsh critic, constantly raining on your parade? Well, let me tell you, that inner voice can be trained, my friends. Just like those adorable puppy eyes that get you to give them extra treats, we can learn to rewire our brains and cultivate a kinder, more supportive dialogue with ourselves. And trust me, when it comes to stress management, this stuff is gold. Think about it. How often do we catch ourselves saying things like, "I can't do this," or "I always mess everything up"? Ouch, right? Those negative whispers can spiral out of control, feeding our anxiety and leaving us feeling completely drained. But here's the game changer. Every time you replace those negativity bombs with positive affirmations, you're essentially planting a seed of resilience. You're building a mental fortress that can withstand even the most stressful storms. So, how do we go about this inner makeover? Let's break it down into 5 golden rules for stress-busting self-talk. Rule number 1. Ditch the negative Nancy. It's time to confront those nasty thoughts head-on. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or, what evidence do I have to support this? Often, we find that our worries are based on assumptions, not facts. Just like a detective investigating a case, we need to gather the evidence and see things for what they truly are. Rule number 2. Embrace the power of, "I can." Instead of focusing on your limitations, shift your focus to your strengths. Whenever you face a challenge, remind yourself, "I can do this." Believe it or not, simply saying those words out loud can actually boost your confidence and give you the mental push you need to overcome obstacles. It's like giving your brain a pep talk. Rule number 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on our failures, but celebrating even the smallest victories is crucial for building self-esteem. Did you finish that project? Ace that presentation? Nail that tricky recipe? Give yourself a high five, you deserve it. Rule number 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, we all make mistakes, and setbacks are a natural part of life. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences and move forward with grace. Rule number 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, "Birds of a feather flock together." Well, it holds true when it comes to our mental well-being too. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in your potential. And if there are individuals who constantly bring you down, it's time to create some healthy distance. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? I get it. It's easy to let stress creep in when you're feeling overwhelmed. But what if I told you that by simply changing the way you talk to yourself, you can actually reduce your stress levels and gain a sense of calm even amidst chaos? Imagine this. You've got a big deadline looming, your inbox is overflowing, and you feel like you're about to lose it. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath and repeat these words to yourself. "I can handle this. I am capable. I will stay calm and focused." See the difference? By replacing those frantic thoughts with positive affirmations, you're essentially rewiring your brain to respond to stress in a more constructive way. Now, let's talk about real-world application because theory is great, but putting it into practice is where the magic happens. Let's say you have that big presentation coming up. You know, the one that feels like Mount Everest with a side of public speaking jitters? Instead of letting those anxieties spiral out of control, try this. Write down 3 positive affirmations about your presentation skills. Maybe it's, "I am a confident speaker," or, "My ideas are valuable and will engage the audience." Read them aloud several times throughout the day leading up to your presentation. You'll be surprised how much those words can empower you. So, remember my amazing listeners, stress management isn't about eliminating stress altogether, it's about learning to navigate it with grace and resilience. And that starts with cultivating a positive dialogue with yourself. Keep practicing those affirmations, challenge those negative thoughts, and celebrate your wins. You've got this. And don't forget to spread the love, share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of positivity in their life. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.